existence, O Lord, is to worship you. I have entered this world to worship you. My existence, O Lord, is to worship you. I have entered this world to worship you. My existence, O Lord, is to worship you. I have entered this world to worship you. My existence. So Lord, is to worship you. I have entered this world to worship you. My existence, O Lord, is to worship you, Spirit of God. Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ. Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ. Breathe upon me, breathe, breathe, breathe upon me. The life of my Father, Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, breathe upon me, breathe, breathe, breathe upon me. The life of my Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I greet you all in that name, the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to RTD Church International Morning Devotion, a place where we come to encounter God. We come to lift up our voices towards our Father, just to tell Him how good He has been to us, in the name of Jesus. And this morning, wherever you are, you might be on your home, you might be on your car, you might be in at the workplace, I want you to give 1 or 2 minutes unto Jesus and just tell Him, thank you, Lord. Thank you for enabling me to see this wonderful day, in the name of Jesus. I don't want to take anything for granted. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for making me see this day, in the name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you. We worship you. We are glad to be in your presence this morning, in the name of Jesus. As we surrender ourselves unto you, Lord, we surrender our hearts, we surrender our spirit, we surrender our thoughts, and we submit unto thy righteousness. We put to death every work of the flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we submit unto you this morning, we resist the devil, and he must flee away from us, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful for this day that you have given unto us. We are grateful for your protection. We are grateful for the gift of life. We are grateful, O Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, for your provision, for your healing in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift you, we worship you, we glorify you, we honor you this morning in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, Jehovah God, to beseech you of your mercy, to beseech you of your kindness. We pray this morning that our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us, O Father, of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forevermore. May your name be exalted in our midst today, as we cover the day with the blood of Jesus. We decree that this day is a blessing, and this day will open doors of blessing unto our lives, and our lives will never be the same. We pray that let the ark of your glory go ahead of us this morning, that arise, let thy enemies be scattered, let them flee away from thy sight. We cover the activities with the blood of Jesus. We cover the plans that we have upon this day with the blood of Jesus. We cover the road and the air with the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our children. We cover anyone connected with this ministry with the precious blood of Jesus. That, Father, let your protection be upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will go right quickly to the reading of the scriptures of today. Today we are on Psalm 79. I will read the word. Praise be to God. If you have your Bible, go with me to the book of Psalms 79. It is very important. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So that you know that whatever I'm reading is not from myself, but is the word of God. Psalms 49. This is what the scripture says. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the heavens for food, the flesh of your faithful to the beast of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a taunt to our neighbors, mocked and derided by those around us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call upon your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do not remember against our former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins, for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the lap of our neighbors that taunts with which they have taunted you, O Lord. But we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, we give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. Praise be unto Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. This is the reading from the book of Psalms 79. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And this scripture reading is going back to the time that the nation of Israel was trumped upon. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We see from the book of Jeremiah, where Jeremiah was warning King Joachim that Babylon will come and attack day, Jerusalem. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And you know, when the servant was warning them, praise be to God, they took it lightly. Just the same way when men of God are talking, praise be to God, we take the things they are telling us lightly until whatever they are saying catch up with us. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. It is very important to take heed of the warning of God as highly as possible and make your ways right with God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because there is a window of mercy and there is a window where mercy closes. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And it can be very too late to save you. Praise be to God. The Lord sent forth his word to the nation of Israel and spoke to them of their need of repenting, of their need. Even the Lord spoke and said, can a nation forget their God? But my people have forgotten me days without number. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. People had forgotten God. They were misusing the resources of God. They had turned the temple of God to a place of idolatry, to a place where they were worshiping and burning incense to other gods. But they were still using the temple as a national monument when they knew very well as a people they had defiled the temple of God. Hallelujah. But because of high honor the children of Israel had towards the temple, they thought that the temple was untouchable. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Just the same way we may think that our temple is untouchable, we can do whatever we want to do. Do you know our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God instructs us to take care of it. Praise be to God. If we fail to the temple of God, we may end up into misery. We may issues. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So it is very important to take care of the temple of God. Praise be to God. That temple should be kept holy. That temple should be kept righteous. Hallelujah. You cannot open doors to idolatry in that temple. You cannot open doors to immorality in that temple. Praise be to God. You have to preserve that temple. You have to submit that temple unto the living God. And I'm not just talking about the physical temple. I'm talking about the spiritual temple that lives in us. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So the book of Psalm 79 is talking how the nation came, the nation of Babylon came and encamped in Israel. Hallelujah. And brought the servants of God into judgment. Hallelujah. It was a bloody thing. Praise be to God. When you begin to read, the Bible said that there were bodies that were left unburied. There are bodies that were not even buried. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Men of God were killed. Hallelujah. The temple was burned. The temple was defiled. Hallelujah. It was brought to the ground and there were all manner of chaos. Praise be to God. To the children of Israel, the temple going down, It is like their lifeline has come to an end, because they have an history of their God fighting for them from the time of Egypt. Their God fight for them as they were traveling from Egypt to Canaan. Praise be to God. Their God made them to conquer many kings. Praise be to Jesus. And now a time has come that this strong nation is being conquered with another nation. It was never a pleasant experience. Praise be to God. It can never be a pleasant experience when you, as a child of God, you are being conquered with another strong power. It is never a pleasant experience. And that's why we have to stay in the place of prayer, in the place of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cannot afford to look back where we are coming from, but stay steadfast in our walk with the Lord. The Bible says, oh God, the nation have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the air for food, the flesh of your faithful to the beast of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. Everybody was scared for life. Hallelujah. At that time, everybody was running for their own life. Nobody cared of burying anyone. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And many were taken to captivity in Babylon. Praise be to God of Nazareth. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Praise be to God. The psalmist is checking upon this situation that they have found themselves and is asking God, how long will you be angry forever? You know, there are moments where God lifts up his hands, the hand that has been protecting us, the hand that have been protecting that job, the hand that have been protecting your children, the hand that have been protecting your marriage, the hand that have been protecting your business. When God lifts up his hand away from you, you are in danger. Praise be to God. And that's why we need to remain in fellowship with our God. We need to remain and stay under the shadow of the Almighty God, because when we are under the shadow is when the enemy is not able to attack us. When we are under the shadow of his wings is when the devil is not permitted to harm us. The devil is not permitted to touch us with any disease. When we are under the arm and the shadow of his wings, in the name of Jesus, and is crying out and say, Lord, how long? Praise be to God. Do you know there is something about our God? When a generation cries to him, he comes down. Praise be to Jesus. There is a generation that is crying in these Psalms and is telling God, we know we have done wrong. We know, but your name is in place. Do you know when people trample upon the children of God, they feel like their God is not able to help them. It's not that our God is not able to help us. Our God is more than able. It is for us to align our ways with God, and the mighty God will come down with deliverance. When we align our hearts with God, he will come and fight our enemies. When we align our ways with God, he will come and heal our sickness. When we align our hearts with him, he will come and lift us up. In the name of Jesus, we shall not remain cast down forever. And that's why the Bible said the anointing of God, he will lift up the burden upon his people, and their yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. Praise be to Jesus. Do you know that there are heads of people that needs to be lifted, because they are walking like chicken that have been rained upon. They are walking beaten in life. They are not able to hold their heads high because there are things that are fighting their lives. But when we align our ways with God, when we come back to God and cry out to God, how long, oh Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call upon your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do you know there are demonic entities that they are just waiting to take advantage? They are waiting to take advantage of your backsliding. They are waiting to take advantage of your unfaithfulness. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's why when we start this journey of salvation, we have to remain true to our calling. We have to remain true to our walk, because there are people that they are not happy because you are born again. They are waiting for you to fall. Praise be to God. They will be the one to taunt you. They will be the one to beat you down. They will be the one to discourage you, because your salvation was a threat to the family. You acknowledging God was a threat to the gods of the family. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So don't turn your eyes away from God. Remain faithful to the King of glory. Do not remember against our former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, for our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins for your name's sake. Hallelujah. You see, the sin has to be atoned for. So if there is anything that is separating yourself from the will of God, the first is beginning by giving your life to Jesus, repenting your sins, and accepting the gift of Christ. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are born again and you backslided and now in trouble, praise be to God, return back to Jesus. The blood of Jesus is still flowing, is able to receive you back when you truly repent and surrender your life to the Lord. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Can you imagine? Why should the nations say? Because you walk so defeated, you walk so perplexed, you walk so depressed, praise be to God, until people begin to wonder, where is this God of this man of God? Where is this God of this woman of God? If this God cannot help him, how will he help us? Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the lap of our neighbors and taunts with which they have taunted you, O Lord. But we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, we give thanks to you forever. Imagine all those experiences, but you stay thankful. Praise be to God. Be thankful to God as the sheep of his pasture, as his bride. Praise be to God. Remain thankful no matter what you go through. Remain praising God in all situations. Praise be to God. Praise God. Praise God. Recount his praise. Praise be to God. Recount the things that God has done to you. May the devil not just show you the negative side of life, because life also has positive sides. Life has victories that the Lord has done in your life, and you need to praise God for them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I want you to begin appreciating God for his word this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you, O Jehovah. We thank you for your word that you have sent forth this morning. We pray that let this word be the one that will fall on the fertile soil, and it will grow and produce 60-fold, 70-fold, 100-fold. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this morning we gather to ask from you. This morning we gather to plead from you, mighty God, where we have been trampled upon, where we have turned our way from ourselves from you, O Jehovah. We return back to you as your children, as your people, as the pastor, or as your pastor. We return unto you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lay our lives at your feet in the name of Jesus. That, Father, do not permit us to be put to shame in the name of Jesus in this nation, in this beautiful nation. Mighty Father, may you fight for the church. May you fight for your people. May you give us victory everywhere. May you give us a abundance of the land in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that Father, we shall never be put to shame. For your name's sake, we cry unto you that, Father, we shall walk in victory. We shall walk in the victory of your power in the name of Jesus, for we are your beloved bridegroom. In name of Jesus, we are your beloved bride, and we present ourselves before you, Lord. But have mercy on us, O God. as a people, as a church of Jehovah, have mercy on us. May you atone for our sins. May you forgive us, oh God, where we have turned against you. Have mercy on us, oh God, as a people, as a nation, as a church. We return our hearts unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Na Baba, tunaharibu mabaya zote za shetani katika jina kula ke Yesu Kristo. We destroy every bad things of the devil in the name of Jesus, and we unleash your will concerning our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful. Father, we are praising you. We are thankful for this Father that you have brought us. So Father, we call you Ebenezer. We thank you and we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Thank you again for tuning in, and may God bless you. May God cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. And may the God of Israel keep you this morning. Have a blessed day. Be covered with the blood of Jesus. Go forth in the power of his strength and make Jesus proud. Remember to join us this evening at 7 p.m. We are going to have our healing and deliverance service. It's going to be a mighty time in the presence of our Lord, and you don't want to miss that. In Jesus' name, amen. What's up?
Good.
Good? Mm-hmm. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.